Also, really loved the video for your song, Don't You Feel Better. It's very visually interesting. Tell me about that one.
Yeah, thanks. That one we did also ourselves. We shot it in Vancouver at Emily Carr, the art university there. And we just took a green... No, what did we do? We took green paint and painted my face so that like it was just my lips would come through and shot like the green screen, kind of like that. I don't know. It was really fun. Like we didn't really know what we were doing, but we put it together and we liked how it turned out and sent it off.
When do you personally feel most at home? When you're writing or recording or when you're up on a stage?
I think maybe a bit of both. I mean, there's times in both situations where I definitely feel not at home depending on where we are, or what we're doing. But, I really like playing shows, and especially when we're on tour, we play a lot of them. So that's really fun. And then, but at the same time, getting into the studio and experimenting and recording and getting creative is pretty nice as well. So I would say equally both.
You've done lots of touring across Canada, the States, and the UK, and you've performed at South by Southwest, Canadian Music Week, and The Great Escape, among some other great places. Can you tell me about one show that stands out in your mind as a really memorable one?
Let me just think for a sec. there are some cool ones. There's some crazy ones too. Like there's a few shows where we had to be up at like 10 a.m. to play. one specifically in Brighton in England at The Great Escape, where we had a really late night and then we had to wake up and like walk to the venue and play at like 10 a.m. in this like packed venue that was like so hot. And I think like we were all just like so tired and not even awake yet, but we had to cruise a rock and roll set for a bunch of people. That was pretty crazy. And then a really cool show that we played last year was we opened up for this band called Wolf Parade at the Great Hall in Toronto. And it was like probably one of the coolest shows I've ever played, like great venue, big, like classic theater that's been around forever. And then like opening for like an iconic band that like we liked. That was really cool.
What are the very best and the very worst things about spending so much time on the road?
you get to meet a lot of people. That's a pro for sure. And you get to see a lot of places you probably would never see otherwise. And so that's cool. The traveling part's fun. I'd say the worst part is always eating fast food because it's like the easiest thing to eat and it's really hard to like keep a steady diet of like normal food. And when you're always in this van with the same guys every day, you get kind of bored or tired of hanging out, but it's like it's all good fun and it's like a really big like adrenaline rush, so it's definitely worth it. But you can get like a little bit fatigued and homesick very easily, I believe, being on the road forever.
Your music's been featured on The Strombo Show and in heavy rotation on Much Music. Your records have garnered great reviews, and you've been the recipients of a Factor grant. Which of your musical accomplishments makes you the most proud?
Wow, that's a good question. I don't think anyone's ever asked me that. I think being on Much Music, like one of our videos, like early on was on rotation on the television. And, I would like get calls from like old friends. They're like, I just saw you, like I'm getting my hair cut and I just saw you on this TV on Much Music. I'm like, what? That was pretty crazy. I think that's a cool thing. I don't know if I'm like the most proud of that. Like I think just making a record and putting it out and people listening to it is a really great thing to be proud of. So I think that would be my answer, I guess.
I understand you've already booked some sweet festivals for the coming summer. What's on the horizon for you over the next few months?
We're playing this summer in Victoria at a festival called Rock the Shores, as well as a festival in Washington called Timber, outdoor music festival. And so we're doing that. I think we're taking a little break from doing the Cross Canada tours this spring because we're working on a new record and new songs and all of that stuff. So hopefully in the fall of 2018, we'll be back out on the road for a few dates here and there. And yeah, I just keep on keeping on.
Do you have a website we can go to keep track of the upcoming releases and new tour dates?
Yeah. It's just thevelveteens.com, I do believe. Just a classic website that has our music and updates on shows and whatnot. So you can buy records off of it, I do believe as well.
I saw some pretty cool t-shirts on there too.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I make those myself.
Awesome.
Just whip them up. It's pretty fun.
I'd like to take us out with your song, Midnight Surf. What can you tell me about that one?
That song was written in two parts when we first had it going, and Addison wrote the first half and I wrote the last half, and they were two separate songs, and we actually eventually decided to combine them into a mega song, I guess. And one of the first songs we've done that has a synthesizer, heavily synthesized keyboard sound in it, which was interesting. And yeah.
Spencer, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Last night I dreamt in slow motion. You and I rode a wave across the ocean. When we reached the shore, we turned around and we rode one more. Last night I dreamt with the stars above softly glowing, I turn to take your hand. We sail away.